Welcome to the Story Story Night podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Holmes. Today, we offer an exclusive podcast tease for tonight's event, Coming of Age, Stories of Growing Pains and Rites of Passage. The show starts tonight, April 25th at 7 p.m. at the Linen Building. Priority seating tickets have sold out, but never fear. General admission tickets will be available at the door, like usual, at 6:30 p.m. for only $5. Now, hear a coming-of-age tale that foreshadows the future of Story Story Night and previews the story party going down in honor of our first birthday. This program was conceived by Clay Morgan, Paul Schaefer, Hollis Welsh, and yours truly in late 2009. And came to bear in April 2010 with our first show, Busted. As the Story Story Night host and artistic/marketing director, I'll share my story metamorphosis. I got a tattoo for this theme. It's an inkblot bird with an ink pen beak, and it traces an inky line around my wrist that connects the beak with the feet. I call it the Infinity Awesome Pin Bird. It is serious badass, because it reminds me that everyday experiences are story-worthy, and that writing contains infinite creative possibility. Story Story Night is 1 year old this month. Happy birthday, little program! Like many of you, I sometimes look at the upcoming slate of themes and think, oh, yes, but no. No way. Great themes, but I don't have a story for any of them. Then, as the event edges closer, a story starts to emerge from the fog of my own experiences. So that by the time the show arrives, it is of epic proportions. A big story. A Sasquatch sort of story that I couldn't see in the forest of my life for all the damn trees. It happened like this with Coming of Age, too. It starts innocently enough, by asking yourself a few questions. So, when did you come of age? What were your growing pains, your trials by fire, your turning points? Then I think, what the hell really are you, of all people, doing on stage every month? Who would have guessed, especially those who knew you from the age of 5 to 25, that you would emerge as a driving force behind such a public and bold event? Because the contrast between me then and me now is stark indeed. I know my beginning, an impossibly shy, insecure, depressed, and hideously attired youth. I will explain later. And I know my end as it stands. An impossibly vocal, confident, happy if aging young woman who will wear a badass sequins pink flame top on stage tonight and love every shiny reflective second of it. I see the contrast. I know that in good stories, the main character experiences an event in the middle that changes them dramatically by the end. So I've got a true story on my hands here, right? I can feel it. But what was that moment? What was my rite of passage? Thank God for Wikipedia. It told me that rites of passage typically have three phases. One, separation from normal society. Two, transition, the state of betwixt and between. Love that word betwixt, by the way. Three, reincorporation into society with a new status. This made me feel better about myself. Maybe for most of us, our rites of passage aren't some blazing moment of bravery, but a brutal, quiet period of transition in which we struggle to reform ourselves in a new, more grown-up image. Growing up for me was excruciating, but not for any concrete reason. I had a wonderful mother and a soulful dad and a blonde, spunky older sister. But for as long as I had consciousness, and as long as I can remember, I also had a terrible sensitivity to everything around me. The severity of my shyness came to bear during my school years. And I mean all of my school years, from age 5 to 24 when I graduated from college. Something about the structure of the social hierarchy at school made me shut down completely. I talked to almost no one for nearly 2 decades. I had friends, sure, but only one at a time, thank you very much. If someone else tried to talk to me, I usually went red and mute. Every social interaction was shameful. I've reflected on that time quite a bit, and I see now why that period, especially as I edged towards adolescence, became interchangeable with a crippling years-long depression. With my self-imposed separation from society came a loss of community, and studies have shown that people who lack community are more likely to be depressed. I think Sylvia Plath described depression best when comparing it to being trapped in an upside-down bell jar, like an insect. You feel a thick, impenetrable barrier cutting you off from everyone, cutting you off from oxygen. You see people gather in groups and mouths move, but no voices, no words, no escape. Is it any wonder I turned to books? At first, at age 12, Archie Comics, and then age 16, Ayn Rand, Ernest Hemingway, Jane Austen. And age 18, Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, Camus. I began to imagine conversations in my head, epic conversations in the voice of whatever author I would be reading at the time. Then, a still depressed, confused, and idealistic young high school graduate, I left for Russia for 6 months. And the silence, the actual non-bell jar, kind of incomprehensible, consonant-heavy language barrier kind of silence, was actually deafening. I described this experience in more detail in the podcast teaser for Living Without on November 29th, 2010. Suffice it to say, Russia was an intense experience for such a fragile girl, and I would say it was followed by my nadir, my rock bottom, of my isolation and depression. I arrived back home thick-waisted with potatoes and delicious bread, acneed, and Dostoevskian level abject sorrowful. I spent many days waking up at 1 p.m. to a bleak reality. So this was my coming of age, my transition period of slowly pulling myself through that lifetime of silence and shyness and self-loathing. And this is how I did it. Call it the modern rites of passage in 3 easy steps. Step 1, infomercials. Billy Blank's Tybo and Proactive helped me get off the couch and eventually get outside in record time. Step 2, reality television. Changing Rooms, the much better BBC precursor to Trading Spaces, and What Not to Wear opened up a whole new world to me. And I learned to start shaping my environment and my outfits in ways that made me feel better. Huge, huge difference. Step 3, painful daily practice. There are some things I still hate to do, like call people on the phone. But I have learned what it takes to get over that. Just do it. Small talk for me was torture. I would form responses to topics in my head and chew on them for minutes that turned into hours. Forcing words out of my mouth in, say, a coffee shop among strangers was equivalent in body sweats and terror visions to most people's experience of bungee jumping. But I would make myself do it, especially if it was something that brought a pit of terror into my stomach. I would force myself to say the words. And I learned, over time, that I didn't sound like a complete idiot. I learned, over time, that those small talk conversations I had so longed for were wonderful, but also insipid. I sometimes like my made-up mind author conversations better. I still hate small talk, and try to edge people out of it whenever possible, to the bigger stories. because I still look at people standing on the street, sitting together talking in a restaurant, and think, I wonder what his story is. I wonder what her story is. Because everyone, including you, has a story. And by sharing it at Story Story Night, we cut away the inconsequential and bare all and realize that when we speak, we actually have something powerful to say and that people will respond to it and give us a sense of worth and community in return. And that, my friends, is Story Story Night and my story too. I hope to see you tonight and someday on stage. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tonight for Coming of Age. And remember, now's the time to submit to be a featured storyteller for parental guidance, stories of direction and misdirection from mom and dad. You'll find all the submission details at storystorynight.org under the Featured Storytellers tab. Story Story Night is brought to you by presenting partner the Boise State Story Initiative, venue partner the Lennon Building, design partner, Neighborhood All-Stars, and our broadcast partner, Boise State Public Radio. Please donate now at radio.boisestate.edu. Tonight, we feature slam prizes from Boise Guest House and Rediscovered Books, and be sure to check out our whimsical and one-of-a-kind merchandise from new partner, Bricolage. Our Story Story Night theme is by Dan Costello. Hear more at hearcostello.com. Please join us next week for the first batch of stories from Coming of Age. Learn more at storystorynight.org.